Namaskar, this is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and I'm back with another episode of DharmaCast. And today we're going to be discussing satsanga, or good company. And I'm going to begin by reading a passage from a discourse by my guru, Sri Sri Anandamurti, and the name of the discourse is Satsanga, and it was given in 1969. So he begins like this. Even a golden vessel needs polishing occasionally. Unmaintained, it gathers dust and dirt and loses its luster. Similarly, even a good person or a spiritual aspirant needs proper maintenance, for in a world of constant change, care must be taken that change be always towards the better or the higher. Keeping good company is essential for this positive development. While bad company strengthens the bondage of the soul, good company is conducive to liberation and salvation. The keeping of good company is conducive to liberation and is known as satsanga in Sanskrit. When satsanga is followed, either physically or mentally or both, the subconscious mind and thus the conscious mind are charged with better and higher influences. This change will move the follower towards higher and better goals. The alternative is asatsanga, or the keeping of a bad company, which leads one into greater and greater bondage. There are two types of satsanga, external and internal. Just as the best medicine is Paramapurusha, or Supreme Consciousness, or God, the best satsanga is also Paramapurusha. Internal satsanga is the satsanga of Paramapurusha, the thought of God, during all the waking hours of the day, even when the bodily organs are engaged in worldly activities. Internal satsanga is absolutely essential. Those practicing internal satsanga may, as far as practical, attend external satsanga also, but if they cannot do so at any time, there will be no harm. But mere external satsanga, that is, the mere sitting among persons while the mind forgets the Supreme Consciousness or remains engrossed in undesirable thoughts, is not good. So he's talking about the spiritual necessity of satsanga, of keeping good company. And this is something that we know about because it comes from all traditions where spiritual teachers have gathered their disciples and they've formed a community of people, community of followers. And the reason for this is that if you try to practice on your own, it's very difficult. And even if you're gold, like he talks about in the beginning of the discourse, even if you're a golden vessel, still when you're faced with the worldly fetters, the worldly obstacles, the worldly encounters, you're going to meet some retardation of your progress. And that's why occasionally you need to polish that vessel. And the best way to polish that vessel is to with your satsanga. But he said there are two kinds of satsanga. One kind is internal. So the internal satsanga is keeping the company of Paramapurusha, of God, directly, and that's through your meditative thought. So let's say you're meditating on a mantra which connects you with Paramapurusha. So what he said in that discourse is that, yes, you will do that when you meditate, but even in your worldly activities, you'll keep that thought in mind. And this is internal satsanga. But external satsanga, also important, is when you come together in good company, and then this influences your mind. He talks about the subconscious mind, and he says even the thoughts, the sounds, the smells, everything, it affects you. So keep in good surroundings, and this will help your internal satsanga. This will help in your meditation. So this is a very important part of spiritual practice. And it's more than with spiritual practice, really. So that's why I want to get into this aspect of it. You'll find that in your life, the company that you keep will affect the destiny of what you're going to do, where you're going to go, the problems you're going to end up in, and the solutions too. So if you hang out in the wrong crowd, then, you know, we call it peer pressure. That peer pressure, that peer influence will drive you in a certain direction. So if you're on the spiritual path, then you'll want to sometimes maintain contact with others on that path. That's why when Buddha started his congregation, he called it the Sangha, so the spiritual association. So you should, if you're on the spiritual path, practice internal satsanga, but also find that community of people who are on that path and practice and meet with them. In fact, that's what we do DharmaCast for. It's for those who are physically unable, at least you have some kind of contact with others. But that's important in spiritual life, but in worldly life also. And that's why I remember when I was younger, when I would tell my parents, oh, I'm going to hang out with this person or that person. Sometimes they would frown, you know, and they wouldn't say, don't do it. But, you know, they knew that there are certain kinds of company that would be helpful to me and certain kinds of company, which is not. And you can look at your life now and just analyze it, and you will see that a lot of what has happened to you is a result of the different kind of contacts you have kept. So if you keep good contacts, you can end up in a good place. Sometimes you get into a real jam, and then you look at that jam and you find out, yeah, I listened to that person, I was with that. He said, let's do this, let's do that. And then you end up in a big mess. So keep good contact, keep good contacts, keep good association, keep good company. But the best company is that company of God. And that company of God, you will keep it in your mind through your spiritual practices, and you will practice those spiritual practices even in worldly life. And from time to time, you come together with other people who are thinking in that same direction, and then you will get stronger, you will get energy. So like, let's say you're trying to practice your meditation at home. So you do it, but then by the end of the week, you know, your battery is running down. So you meet with others and do meditation with others, do practices with others, speak with others, hear good things, do good things, say good things, listen to good things, and meditate on good things with a bunch of people, with a crowd of people, with even a few people. But when you come out of that, then your vessel will be polished. And when you do your meditation, you're going to get a new energy, a new vibration. And this influence and this momentum will carry you through the whole week. So that's the whole purpose of coming together from time to time with others, and we call it good company, satsanga. So you should do that spiritually, but even in your worldly life, keep an eye on the company you keep, and then shun the bad company, leave it. Don't stay there. In Sanskrit, it's actually called mudra. It's a mudra sadhana, means to shun the bad company. So just leave it. You know, when someone is suggesting things that make a mess, get you into trouble, okay, say never next time, another time, and politely leave. But stay with good company. Keep with good company, and your whole life will be shining. So that's all I have to say on this subject, but it's truly an important subject. So thank you for listening.